Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have another guest joining us now. He is also in the Jersey J-Cup this weekend. He's facing Erez in the first round. You've seen him on New Japan Wrestling as well. He is the one, the only Clark Connors is joining us. Clark, how you doing?
Yo, what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing well. How's your, you were in Japan just a few days ago. How's your travels been?
Yeah, terrible. I just got back. like a few hours ago, so I'm hurting. So I'm just trying to enjoy some sunshine, lay down a little bit.
It looks nice over there, wherever you're at.
Yeah, I'm in Arizona right now, so I'm just like, okay. Perfect weather. Everything's great. So I'm chilling for at least another day before we get back on a plane, go kick some ass up in Jersey J-Cup.
So you got the J-Cup this weekend. You're facing Erez in the first round. What were your thoughts when you found out you're facing Erez in the first round?
You know, I've seen Erez wrestle before a few times up at Defy, and I think it's a sick matchup because he's the King of Strange Style, right? He moved, the way he moves is very unique and orthodox and shit. So I always think that's very interesting to get in there with someone who moves like that, because it always allows me different ways that I can run through him with a spear. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter how well you be moving, as long as Clark Connors coming at you 30 miles an hour, ain't gonna stop anybody.
My question to you, I'm a big New Japan fan. I'm a big fan of yours from your time in the LA Dojo to now. How were you used kind of your experience in the Best of Super Juniors or Super Junior Tag League in this tournament that's more single elimination in comparison to those round robin tournaments you do over in Japan?
Yeah, no, I mean, so before I came over to do like Super Juniors and those tournaments, which, first of all, they give you a ton of experience wrestling all different types of wrestlers. So I bring that into this tournament, as I expect to go very deep into it and face a whole litany of different people. I did actually the Super J Cup, the Japanese or New Japan version of it. I've done it twice, actually. I was a young lion in those cases as early on, so I didn't make it too far. But it was just the idea of getting yourself mentally prepared, facing five opponents or three to four to five opponents in a short time period. And then I won the New Japan Young Lions, or not Young Lions, something on New Japan Strong. I don't know. I don't even remember what the fuck it was called, to tell you the truth.
So it was the Young Lion Cup, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't the Young Lion Cup. You know, I wrestled in the Young Lion Cup. I did pretty well. But no, it was the
Lions Break
Crown. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's how you know how important it was as a tournament. but I did win that, you know, so I feel good about winning these type of tournaments and I got experience with it, you know.
Is there anybody when you look at the bracket of like, all right, I want to get in the ring with this person?
Yeah, I mean, JCW brings in some serious heavy hitters, you know, like I look down the line at I've wrestled actually like a few of them anyways because they're New Japan guys, but obviously I think that the biggest goal for me would be to wrestle Masha, right? Like, I mean, the only way that would happen if I looked at the brackets correctly is if in the final, you know, because that's someone who's been defending that championship all around the world as a fucking she really exemplifies what we're looking for in champions. So I'd love to take her down sometime, you know.
Like I said before, I'm a huge New Japan fan. So I've loved your performances since you were a young lion. Loved your breakout performance at Forbidden Door in 2022. Your work with Drilla Maloney in the tag team, the junior heavyweight tag team division. You've kind of been the stalwarts of that division. I say all of that to say your performance on commentary might have been your greatest of your career at New Beginning in Osaka, because you were sensational. I felt like it was me on commentary. So kind of tell us your experience like being on commentary, especially for that Gabe Kidd Yoda Tsuji match where you were just the
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fan speaking for all of us watching.
Hey, well, actually, thank you a lot, because that commentary gig type thing just kind of got thrown in my lap because I wasn't really doing anything. So I decided, yeah, I'll go out there and just have some fun. Yeah, I don't know. It's for me, like, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't watch a lot of wrestling. I do wrestling, you know. But getting out and actually sitting in the crowd, basically, or front row seats, and I'm drinking four or five Sapporos, you know, just like everybody else at home. Wrestling is fun as hell to watch, man, you know? And when there's like stakes tied to it and true emotions tied to it, which is what, as performers, we always hope we can have, you know, as athletes, we always hope we can have with the crowd. I got that with Gabe, you know, and with Tsuji. I've a long time known him, with Driller beating Shingo, you know? And so those are the type of emotions that's just so easy just to kind of lose yourself in the moment a little bit. I only got into a little bit of trouble for saying the F word. I think I only said it four or five times, which for me, if you know me, yeah, if you know Clark Connors, that's like a 1,000% decrease of what was expected, at least within myself. So I was out there saying holy moly and geez Louise. You know what I mean?
I noticed the switch up after a while.
You know what I mean? Like I'm in there going just like I'm saying some fucking grandpa shit. You know what I mean? I'm sorry if I'm swearing right now.
No. You can curse on this good. Show. Oh, no warnings.
We're not gonna fight. You're not gonna get you in trouble. No.
Okay. Yeah. No. But either way, it was cool, man. Like I mean, I'm not gonna want to do that as a career. Like path change. You know what I mean? But it's fun to be able to go out there and just enjoy some wrestling. You know what I mean?
Now, you mentioned you got in trouble. Are you talk to on the headset? Is Tanahashi in your ear? Are you getting fined? Like, how do they relate to you? Hey, tone that down.
Yeah, you know, it's actually more. Well, you know, like I was saying before, I had drank probably five or six beers while I was out there, so I had to take a piss a couple times. So I would go to the back, and then I'd just get a look from a couple of the guys in the back, just sort of like, hey, what are you doing? You're not, just to knock it off. And I'm just like, well, what do you expect? You know, I mean, I'm not getting paid to do this. Like, you know, it's, I think that everyone shouldn't be afraid to go out there and just, you know, speak their mind. You know, if you don't have anything to lose, then what's the problem with it? You know,
Real quickly, I'm going to bring this up. And then I got one more question. Bobby just says MD4R, what up Clark? So it's one of our regulars just giving you a shout out there. I was going to ask about Gabe Kidd and really his rise, especially over the last year, but culminating really with that Kenny Omega match. What's it been like for you being by his side all these times, like to see Gabe like really break out in this current form that he's in?
Yeah, I mean, it was only a matter of time. It's like we like last year when the War Dogs were kind of getting going, we said it to each other all the time. Like it was actually around this time last year, especially when we beat the Empire in the Dog Pound Cage match and we took out Ospreay and everything. We just said right before that, we're like, just give it a year. Just give this War Dogs thing a year. And that goes for all of us. But it was only a matter of time before we were given the opportunities. Gabe was given these opportunities to step up and find these show his emotion and show who he is as a performer and let people latch on to that. And then once he's been given the ball, he's just been rolling with it, right? That match with Kenny was a long time in the making in his own head. I know that for a fact. And as like one of his best friends in the world, you know, I've been with him through everything he's gone through. And well, not everything, but in terms of since New Japan, since I met him, I've seen him grow so much. And we always talk about it. I always tell him like, hey man, you, like him particularly, that's the franchise, that's the future, that's the star, you know? And everything I'm doing, everything Drill is doing, everything everyone else is doing, we're all coming up with them. But in my opinion, I always told Gabe, like, no, man, you're the one, you know, if you can keep your mind locked on and focused. And the thing is, he is on everything, you know, everything he's doing. So it makes me almost as an older brother figure, to, as one of his best friends. It makes me so fucking happy to see that for him. You know, it's just, I'm always so proud.
So you got the big Jersey J Cup coming up. But like you said, there's a lot going on with the War Dogs right now. Gabe Kidd is breaking out, that big match with Yota Tsuji at New Beginning. Like you said, Drilla Maloney scoring his first win as a heavyweight. So that means that he's going to be going more into the heavyweight division, meaning that y'all guys won't have enough time to work in the junior heavyweight tag team division. And you've kind of been lurking around the junior heavyweight championship. You know, you got Akira getting the shot at the 53rd anniversary. Fujita got his shot in Kurgan Hall. When are you gonna step up to the plate? Because I think a lot of people are waiting for you and El Desperado to go at it, especially after that Best of Super Juniors match where y'all wrestled all over the crowd and everything.
Yeah, man. Well, I've said it once, I've said it many times, I hate El Desperado. That's someone that every time we get in the ring together, there's going to be chairs, there's going to be blood, there's going to be something. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens after the anniversary show. Because what I know is that after that Super Junior matches, I got disqualified. He didn't beat me, you know. Like, if I walked out of that ring with his mask and with El Desperado dead on the floor. And then with Akira, every time I wrestle him, it's always a wild time, you know. So whoever walks out of that the anniversary show, it's someone I'm looking at in terms of, you're right, it is my time, right? And I've been biding my time. And Drilla, we can still work in this open weight style where we can kind of move anywhere. I'm going to put on a couple extra pounds. I'm going to keep myself a junior, but it could be anywhere. It could be anyone. Tag or singles, but for right now, my biggest thing is I have my eyes on that match, because whoever comes out of it is the person that I want to take on next and then win the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title.
I want to go back to basically the last two Wrestle Kingdoms, because you've opened the last two Wrestle Kingdoms and then you did a rare ladder match this past one. So Wrestle Kingdom being the biggest show of the year, being the biggest crowd of the year, what's your mindset knowing like you're opening the show for last year and then this year doing a ladder match?
I think I've always been the type of wrestler, like, whereas we were talking about with Gabe being the one, you know, who like, that's the type of guy who loves being the main event, right? And do all these things. Ever since I started wrestling, I'm an opening match type guy in my mentality. Don't get me wrong, I love doing main events. I can do that too. But I love nothing more than to set the tone for the entire show, right? And we see that so much more in wrestling now, where the opening match is so much more important. And what happens in New Japan generally is we build our cards, right? We have our Young Lion matches on early, so it gets people a feel into what's going on up and up. But on the rare occasions, like when it's Wrestle Kingdom, on these big shows where every match really, really matters, they need to put something electrifying in the first match. And that's why I got to put Clark Connors in there and Drilla, right? And so I don't find it anything in terms of like nerve-wracking or anything, because I know I'm going to go out and perform and we're going to do something wild. Doing a ladder match in the Tokyo Dome for some reason, I love that, you know? So it's just a cool experience to be able to get out there and start off the show correctly and get the energy up, you know? If anything, I'm an energy guy. And so, it doesn't bother me. Plus, that way I can sit back, watch the whole show, and get drunk as shit by the time it's semi-main and enjoy it way more.
I like the way this guy thinks. I like the way he thinks. But you brought up something interesting. Like, you're able to kind of work so well in the opening match. You work well in the main event. They could put you in the middle of the card. You work well there. Kind of talk about your ability to adapt. Because I always go back to kind of like, in my opinion, your first real breakout mainstream was Forbidden Door 2022, when you come in as a last-minute replacement for Tomohiro Ishii in the inaugural International Championship matchup. Kind of talk about how you adapt from the opening match to the main event, coming in last minute as a replacement. Kind of talk about that style or that trait for you.
Yeah, you know what's ironic is, like, when I started out wrestling, my first gimmick on the indies was I was the hybrid Clark Connors, because I could do a little bit of everything, you know, speed, strength, you know, whatever the fuck it is, being smart in the ring. And it's always been true, though, because I don't like to just put myself in a one box. I think as a professional wrestler, all the best who have ever done it are similar in that, right? They can do a little bit of comedy. They can make you cry in the main event. They can do some backflips if need be. They can do power moves, right? And so that's a trait that I've always seen myself as being a big, having a big, well, I was going to say I'm also a good talker, but I guess not. I always see myself in any role they need me in, right? So, like, at Forbidden Door, for example, like, when Ishii was out, it was just short notice. And in that type of match, right, I'm an unknown versus three of the most established, highest-paid stars in AEW. And to go in there and to get myself over in a certain way, or I need to wrestle in a certain way to beat those guys, right? I think that I can find that is what is needed for any match or any segment, any opportunity. And I take pride in that, honestly. And I think that's a mark of being a phenomenal pro wrestler. It's not about just wins and losses and where you are on the card or anything. It's just about being out to be able to go out there and do what's needed of you and doing it better than anyone else can do it.
So we have a game we like to play on the show. It's called Partner Promo Punch in the Face. So I'm going to give you three names. Pick one to partner with, one to promo against, one to punch in the face, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go Bullet Club history here. We're going to go Kenny Omega, Jay White, and AJ Styles. Partner, promo, punch in the face.
Okay, well, AJ Styles, partner for sure. So sick. I think he's probably the best person maybe ever to do it, without a doubt. Promo and punch in the face. I got to punch Kenny in the face, dude. I mean, I don't know. He just he had never really represented, like, his type of Bullet Club is kind of that, to my opinion, the kind of that nerdy ass Bullet Club playing video games and stuff, and that just ain't it for me. You know, it ain't it. And Jay is a hell of a promo, and he brings out anything in you, you know, so that'll help me elevate my game as well. I know Jay for a long time, so it would be fun to go one on one with him on that.
There you go. We appreciate it, Clark. Let everybody know where they can find you at and what you got coming up.
Yeah, man. Socials is at Clark Connors on Twitter, and then at Clark.Connors on Instagram. Obviously, we got the J Cup coming up, and that's in a couple of days. I'm sure you can do a little promo for me on that. And yeah, and then back in Japan, like always, man. Like you were saying before, I got my eyes on this anniversary show, so soon after we should be coming at that.
It is the Jersey J Cup, everybody. It is February 15th and 16th. It is going to air on Triller Plus. Clark is going to be facing Erez in the first round. It's gonna be a great matchup. And then, assuming he wins, we're gonna predict he wins, he'll get either Cole Radrick or Alec Price in the second round. If you face Cole Radrick, please punch him in the face. Very hard for me. We have beef. So,
I was going to say, man, I've been hearing some stuff. So both those guys are going to get punched in the face if we keep playing the game, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Especially Cole. Just punch him really hard. You'll reel back and be like, this is for Jeremy, and he'll know exactly what that means. And shatter his nose. That'd be good.
I have one last question for Clark. Can I be your dog for real?
Yo, bro, of course, bro. You can for sure be my dog for really.
Thank you, Clark. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good looks, boys.
Thanks, man.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.